Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo
Narayanam Namaskritya,
Narayanam
Chaiva Narottama, Devim Saraswatim Vyasa,
Tato
Jaya Mudiraya,
Nasta
Prayeshu
Bhadreshu,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke,
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke,
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki,
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, text number 39. Chapters entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Tasyah va ete shlokah.
Tasyah va ete shlokah.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Yo nimi nimnir akaroch.
Yo nimi nimnir akaroch.
Chayam gunan saptavaridhin.
Chayam gunan saptavaridhin.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Chayam vinan saptavaridin.
Chayam vinan saptavaridin.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Chayam gunan saptavaridin.
Chayam gunan saptavaridin.
Please chant.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Tasyah va ite shlokah.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Yo nemi nimnir akaroch.
Chayam gunan saptavaridhi.
Chayam gunan saptavaridhi.
Yaheva ite shlokah.
Tasyah ite shlokah.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Priyavrata kritam karma.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Kunu kuryad vineshvaram.
Yo
Vaishnavis. Personality of Godhead. Yaha, one who, Nemi, of the rim, of the wheels, of his chariot, Nimnai, by the depressions, Akarot, made, Chayam, darkness, Vinan, dissipating, Sapta, seven, Varidin, oceans. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. There are many famous verses regarding Maharaj Priyavrata's activities. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could do what Maharaj Priyavrata has done. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night, and with the rims of his great chariot, he excavated seven oceans. Please repeat after me. There are many famous verses.
There are many famous verses
regarding Maharaj Priyavrata's activities. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Could do what Maharaj Priyavrata has done. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night.
Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night.
And with the rims of his great chariot.
With the rims of his great chariot.
He excavated seven oceans.
He excavated seven oceans.
Purport. There are many excellent verses, famous all over the world, concerning the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. He is so celebrated that his activities are compared to those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes, a sincere servant and devotee of the Lord is also called Bhagavan. Sri Narad is called Bhagavan. And Lord Shiva and Vyasadeva are also sometimes called Bhagavan. This designation, Bhagavan, is sometimes conferred upon a pure devotee by the grace of the Lord, so that he will be very highly esteemed. Maharaj Priyavrata was such a devotee. Tasyaha va ete shlokaha Priyavrata kritim karma kunu koryad vineshvaram yo nemi nimner akaroch Chayam Vinan Sapta Varidin. Om Gyanatnandasya Vinanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Dhammayam Dati Svara Namtikam
Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Parakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha, Shri Rupam Sarvajatam, Sahagana Garnatambitam, Tam Sajivam, Sarvetam, Sarvadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Param, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitamscha, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranami Hari Priye, Namaho Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Niti Namane, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschacharishtarine, Vancha Kalpatubhyascha, Kripasindubhyarevacha, Patitana Bhavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Pankaroti Vachalam, Pangam Langai Tegirin, Yatripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Gurun Dinatarnam, Paramananda Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Hare Krishna. Before we begin, let us say a prayer on behalf of His Holiness Chai Pataka Swami Maharaj so that he may return to good health and continue his preaching all over the world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So before I begin today, I would like to once again ask the blessings of all the devotees that are present, that I may speak for my own purification. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1. The chapter is entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. And today we're reading text number 39. One time, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Prabhupada the following question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, and He declared that the chanting of my holy names will be heard in every town and every village of the world. Yet Lord Chaitanya, he only preached within India. He never went outside of India. And even within India, he mainly preached in West Bengal and Orissa and southern India. And then the devotee went on to explain, however, your Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he preached all over India. He opened 64 Gaudiya Mats in different parts of India. He went places even Lord Chaitanya didn't go. Why did Lord Chaitanya not spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? He's the most powerful personality. He can do whatever he wants. So Srila Prabhupada replied, he wanted to give the credit to me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because the Lord likes to glorify his devotee. The Lord likes to see that his devotees are glorified. And he provides a situation in which the devotee has an opportunity to show his wonderful qualities and in this way be glorified. It is said, love me, love my dog. So the devotees are the dogs of Krishna. We wear this dog collar. It shows that we're Krishna's dog. So when the dog is glorified or given some affection, then the master is pleased. So in this way, Krishna likes to make arrangements so his devotees can be glorified and given appreciation and affection. And in this way, Krishna becomes more and more pleased. And if we serve and we glorify the devotees, then Krishna is pleased. And that is why in today's verse, we're hearing that Maharaj Priyavrata, who's a very dear devotee of Lord Krishna, he's glorified and he's given the title Bhagavan. And this is very pleasing to the Lord. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing how Maharaj Priyavrata was very much renounced, but then due to circumstances, due to the need, time, place, and circumstance, doing the needful, Lord Brahma, Maharaj Priyavrata's father, requested him, you please take up the rulership of the world. You become the king. You rule the empire. So Maharaj Priyavrata became the king. He married a beautiful wife. They had sons. And he took care of all the empire, dealing with all kinds of finances and different details of the estate. By the mercy of his spiritual master, Narada Muni, in this recent verses, again, he's becoming in the mood of a renounced person. Despite his wonderful activities that he performed as a king, like illuminating the entire world, turning night into day, and churning the seven oceans with the wheels of his chariot, creating these vast oceans of milk and yogurt and ghee and clarified butter and liquor and sugarcane juice and salt water and fresh water and incredible activities. And now most incredible of all is that despite having so much, he's giving it up. He's renouncing it. He's passing it on to his sons, and he's becoming fully in the renounced mood, going internal into his Krishna consciousness, focusing on Krishna, as we all should do at some point. And Prabhupada said this is actually our only business. And Prabhupada quotes the 18th chapter, text 65, of Bhagavad Gita, one very famous shloka. Manmana bhavamad bhakto majjaji mam namaskuru mami vashasi satyam te pratijane priyo husine. Krishna tells Arjuna, manmana, always think of me. Mad bhakto, become my devotee. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Maj Yaji. You should worship me, offer puja unto me. And Mam Namaskuru, you should offer your pranams unto me. I'm telling you this because if you do these things, then surely you'll come to me. Krishna says, I'm telling you this because you are my very dear friend. So this is now the mood of Maharaj Priyavrata, that he's entering into deep Krishna consciousness in every endeavoring for Manmana, always thinking of Krishna. And we should be in that platform now. We should strive for that, to always think of Krishna and always remember Krishna. In the purport today, Srila Prabhupada mentions so many excellent verses glorifying Maharaj Priyavrata. And in this case today, he's being glorified as Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the highest glorification one can receive. It's a name of Lord Krishna. And Bhagavan means one who is filled with six opulences. There's a nice verse from the Vishnu Purana I'd just like to share with all of you. Also a famous verse. And this verse is given by Parashar Muni in the Vishnu Purana. Aishvarasya samagrasya viryasya yashaha shriyaha jnana vairagyayaschaiva sanam bhaga ittingana. So in this verse, the six opulences of Bhagavan are listed. And those opulences are Aishvaryasya, that one has so much Aishwarya, so much wealth, the wealthiest person. Bhagavan means the most powerful person, Viryasya. Shriyaha, this is what's that?
Bodily beauty.
And jnana, a person who has all knowledge. And yashaha, or samagrasya, fame. And then vairagyasya, renunciation. So a person who has all these six opulences is full, is called Bhagavan. And that is a name for Krishna. Because actually only Krishna has all six of these opulences completely in full. We see the example of someone like Marilyn Monroe. Very beautiful, Shriyasya. However, she might not be the most powerful person, Viryasya. We see Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's very, very strong. But perhaps he's not very intelligent. I don't know, I never met the gentleman. Perhaps he's intelligent, but not. Take, for example, someone like Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb. Bahut budiman, so much intelligence. But is he as beautiful as Marilyn Monroe? No. So in this way, we see people of this world exhibiting some of these six opulences in part. But only Lord Krishna exhibits them in full, and therefore he's called Bhagavan. However, some of Lord Krishna's devotees are also exhibiting these six opulences. They're not to the degree that Krishna exhibits, however, they exhibit them to such a substantial amount that the title Bhagavan is given to them. So, Prabhupada mentions, for example, Sri Narada as an example of a devotee that is sometimes referred to as Bhagavan. Now, Narada Muni has no fixed residence. He's very renounced. He has a great wealth of knowledge. And he travels all over the world preaching. and chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Hare Hare. He's playing his Veena. Narada Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name. He's just traveling around the universe. He can even travel to Vaikuntha. He can go anywhere he wants. He's fully free. And he was cursed by Prajapati Daksha because Narada Muni had preached to all of his sons, so many sons, thousands of sons, that they should become sannyasis, despite Prajapati Daksha's desire that they should assist him in his service of progenitor, of populating the universe. So Daksha got so angry at Narada Muni that he cursed him that he should not have any fixed place of residence and he would have to constantly continue traveling. So it is said Narada Muni will only stay in one place long enough the amount of time it takes to milk a cow. He'll just go there. He'll give some spiritual knowledge, he'll do some preaching, and then he'll continue on to his next destination. So this is why Narada is called Bhagavan. So much knowledgeable and so renounced and so elevated in Krishna consciousness. Another devotee that Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport today, as referred to as Bhagavan, is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva. So Shiva is also very, very much renounced. He has this quality of vairagya. He's a grahastha. He's married to Parvati. And Parvati is the master of all the material, or mistress of all the material energy. She's Durga. She's in charge of all the material energy of the world. So Lord Shiva could ask her to provide anything for him. But he doesn't even choose to live in a house. He's just living under a banyan tree. And she could be providing all nice silk clothes for him and fancy ornaments. But he prefers to just wear skin of an animal. What's that? What's that?
Deer skin.
Deer skin. Okay. Skin of an animal. And his ornaments is just like wearing some snakes, you know? He's wearing some snakes around him. So he's extremely renounced and also very knowledgeable. His activities are preaching, speaking Krishna katha, engaging in sankirtan, chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. And also, another devotee is mentioned, Vyasadeva, as sometimes called Bhagavan. And Vyasadeva is famous for compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam shukamukara mitadrava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam mahuraho rasikabu vibhavukaha. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. So Srila Vyasadeva has compiled the greatest literature in the history of the planet, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And for this reason and others, he is also known as Bhagavan, one who has so many opulences. So Lord Krishna likes to give these opulences to his devotees because he wants his devotees to be glorified and he wants his devotees to be served also. It's said in the Vishnu, in the Adi Purana, that anyone who claims to be my devotee, Krishna says, is actually not my devotee. But anyone who claims to be a devotee of my devotee, that person is my devotee. So Krishna loves it when his devotees are glorified and served. And for this reason, he gives the title Bhagavan to some of his very, very special devotees, like Maharaj Priyavrata. A couple of days ago was a disappearance day of Sri Mukunda Datta, but we did not have the opportunity to speak anything about him. So as he is also a wonderful devotee in the same mood of these other devotees who are being referred to as Bhagavan, I thought I would mention a few words about Sri Mukunda Datta this morning. So Sri Mukunda Datta was a contemporary of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was actually a school friend. They would go to school together. And he was a very, very talented kirtaniya. He could sing very beautifully in many, many different tunes and ragas. And even Lord Chaitanya took his sannyas initiation in the presence of Mukunda Datta's kirtan. Just, Lord Chaitanya loves his kirtan. However, Mukunda Datta had displayed some fault in his character that when he was with devotees, he would speak about bhakti. But when he was with Mayavadis and impersonalists, he would speak about dry, mundane logic and topics of impersonalism. So Lord Chaitanya did not like this. This is like being unchaste. He said, you worship my feet and then you hit me over the head with a stick. And during the Mahaprakash Leela at the home of Shivas Pandit, so many of Lord Chaitanya's devotees were being called by Lord Chaitanya to come forward and receive benedictions from him. However, Mukunda was not invited to come. And he was just nearby, maybe in the next room. But Lord Chaitanya was not calling him. So then Mukunda passed a message through some of the devotees, please ask the Lord why he's not calling me. So then the message came to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, that Mukunda, he's duplicitous. When he's in the presence of devotees, he speaks about devotion. But when he's with impersonalists and Mayavadis, he speaks about those topics. He's like touching my feet and then hitting me over the head. This is a big offense. Tell him I will not see him again. He will not see me. I will not see him. So the message went back to Mukunda. And Mukunda was heartbroken. And Mukunda said, I will not see the Lord. Please go and ask the Lord if there's ever a time in the future when I will have the Lord's darshan again. So then Lord Chaitanya sent back the message, he will not see me for 1 million births. And all the devotees were like, oh, such a long time. Oh no, how will he bear it? And then the message came to Mukunda. And he heard 1 million births. And then Mukunda broke up into a big smile. And he said, 1 million births! 1 million births! 1 million births only! I will see! I will see! I will see! After 1 million births, I will see! And he was in ecstasy and he was dancing and jumping up and down. And so the devotees went back to Lord Chaitanya and told him what Mukunda was saying and what was going on. And Lord Chaitanya just laughed, and he was appreciating how much enthusiasm and devotion Mukunda had. So Lord Chaitanya said, "That's all right. Go and bring Mukunda now. Tell him I will see him now." So devotees went to Mukunda, said, "Lord Chaitanya wants to see you now." And but he's in so much ecstasy. "I will see, I will see, I will see. After 1 million births, I will see." And they're like shaking him. "Come on, come on. Lord Chaitanya wants to see you now." He goes, "I will see." So they dragged him into the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya bestowed his mercy upon them. And Lord Chaitanya said, "By your faith and conviction in my words, all your offenses have been destroyed." So this is also a nice lesson for us. If we just have faith and conviction in the words of Lord Chaitanya, then all of our offenses will be destroyed. So we have the wonderful Shikshastakam verses we chant every day, and all of Lord Chaitanya's instructions and words in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat. We can all benefit from all of these instructions, and all of our offenses can be destroyed. In Krishna Lila, our Mukunda Datta is the cowherd boy Madhu Kanta. Madhu means honey, and Kanta means throat. So he's singing as Mukunda Datta. He's one of the greatest kirtaniyas. And in Krishna Lila, he's also a wonderful singer named Madhu Kanta. And his samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Mukunda Datta ki. So in conclusion, Srila Prabhupada was saying about Narada Muni's curse, that he could only be in one place for a short time. Srila Prabhupada said, "I have inherited that curse." Because the fathers and mothers of the American boys and girls were angry at Prabhupada for taking their children. So they cursed him. He said, "They cursed me. I also cannot stay in one place." And Prabhupada has so many temples, more than 100 temples, some of them very opulent, beautiful places. We're living in this palace of Sri Sri Radha Manohara. But Prabhupada would only be able to stay in one place for a few days. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, "I have inherited the curse." So Prabhupada had renunciation. He had opulent temples, so much Lakshmi, hundreds, thousands of disciples willing to do anything that he would say. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is also great. And personally, I would propose that he may also be in the category of the great devotee who could be known as Bhagavan. Not in the sense that he is God, but in the sense that he's a great devotee displaying these wonderful opulences. Following in the line of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, he compiled all the Bhagavatam purports together, and also Lord Shiva, so much that he's renounced in this world and so much attached to Lord Krishna. The Lord is pleased to display the opulences of his devotees, and Srila Prabhupada is being glorified by Lord Krishna along with his followers as being the great personalities to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So let us participate in this great mission. We have this great opportunity to join Srila Prabhupada in this mission of fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's desire, Prithivitya Chayatanagari Gram, Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam, that this chanting of the holy names will be spread to every town and every village all over the world. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes? Anyone?
It's a very significant feature of Krishna's immense kindness that he wants to glorify his devotees. You know, like here he is, he has infinite perfection, yet he's not infatuated with his own greatness. He wants to share the greatness and make others famous and glorified like that. So like Srila Prabhupada, his only purpose in life was to fulfill the desires of his Guru Maharaj, and which is identical with the desire of Lord Chaitanya, to give Krishna to the whole world. And Prabhupada felt very insignificant or unworthy, but as he beautifully expressed in those wonderful prayers on, in Boston Harbor.
Jaladut.
Yeah, it's amazing, it's amazing. Pure purity and humility. And he said, I am very incapable, but you, my Lord, are the most powerful mystic. If you want to make something this glorious happen, well, you can use me, though I am a very imperfect instrument, but make me dance as you wish. Yeah. And that was, so Prabhupada's goal was only to see Lord Chaitanya's glories spread all over the world. Yet simultaneously, now there's Prabhupada never wanted to become famous, important, you know, like historical figure, etc. But simultaneously, as Lord Chaitanya's glories are spreading, so the Prabhupada's glories are simultaneously spreading, which is very sad for, very satisfying to us as followers, because Prabhupada deserves to be more famous than any other spiritual personality after Lord Chaitanya. And more famous than Jesus, you know, like Jesus. He changed the course of history. Prabhupada has also changed the course of history. So that's very nice and nice. My other comment was about a nice principle that you shared about mana. That we should strive to become very thoughtful of Krishna, remembering Krishna. Of course, there's a level of spiritual absorption called Lila Smarana. You know, it's there in all the great saints, and it's one of the manifestations of bhakti. You're so much in love with Krishna, you cannot forget him, you're not mistaken. Somewhere. But we've been very fortunate that Prabhupada brought us into the Leela or Chaitanya. Mm. And so by spreading the Sangha movement, which is the heart of Islam, really, we are part of that pastime. And therefore, it's simultaneous. We don't have to make some extra effort or let me find, experience the bhava of the gopis or of Vrindavan Ras. All these things are there within the sanctum. It's not somewhere beyond what we are already doing, you know, spreading that sanctum movement, which is actually a very glorious but difficult task, because people are not so eager to give their lives to Krishna, you know. So, anyway, the sanctum movement of Chaitanya, Golokera Pramadan, Harinam Sankirtan, is directly important for the spiritual world. It connects us directly to the spiritual world. Therefore, if we dedicate our every energy, thought, and deed to the Sangha movement, then it's as good as being in Krishna Loka. That's my nice proposal.
Thank you so much.
That's what Prabhupada has given us.
Grantarai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.